Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. How do deaconesses serve in our church? How do deaconesses serve? What is that process of formation? What do you know about deaconesses? Would you like to know more? Well, I hope so, because we're going to learn more about deaconesses and this vocation of deaconess today. First up, we'll share a deaconess story from Deaconess Amanda Vandekamp at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Twin Falls, Idaho. We'll hear about why she became a deaconess and that process of becoming a deaconess, that formation, we call it, and how she serves today. Hope you can stick around for that. And in the second half, we'll talk with Deaconess Kristen Wasilek. She's the director of the deaconess programs at Concordia University Chicago. And I hope you can stick around and find out more about how to become a deaconess, what that process is like, what that entails, and what is that formation like, and what will it be like in the future for future deaconess students. Thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University, Wisconsin, for supporting Faith and Family. Find out more about them on our website, kfuo.org. Joining me by phone this morning, Deaconess Amanda Vandekamp. She's deaconess at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Twin Falls, Idaho. Deaconess Vandekamp, welcome to Faith and Family.
Good morning. Thanks. Lovely to be with you.
Thank you for being our guest. Tell us, before we talk about your vocation of deaconess, tell us a little bit about Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Twin Falls, Idaho. Where would we find Twin Falls?
So Twin Falls is about 2 hours southeast of Boise, and we have the Snake River Canyon bordering us to the north. It kind of actually rivals the Grand Canyon. It's just beautiful here, and Idaho is more than potatoes, but don't tell anybody I told you that.
Tell me a little bit about when you first started thinking about or first learned about this vocation of deaconess. When did you first hear about it?
It was actually 1 week before my high school graduation from Sheboygan Area Lutheran High School. I had went on Concordia University Chicago's website and was reading some of the things about the church programs there. I kind of had been thinking that going into church work was something that I was very interested in. I've always loved being able to serve God's people and to travel the world. And so I was reading the deaconess write-ups there, and it just hit home. I just knew reading all about that deaconess work is all about Christ, not us, that your reward is that you're permitted to serve. You serve out of gratitude and love. It just fit. I can't explain it more than that. And it just kind of went from there.
Hmm. And so you learned more about it. What were you, so you were thinking about church work. Did you have something in mind before you decided on deaconess?
No, not really. I actually was born and raised Catholic and grew up in that church in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. And then really, things changed when I attended Sheboygan Area Lutheran High School. Upon starting there, I received a Bible that I had with me all 4 years and still carry it with me today. Now the cover is falling off and it's falling apart, but it's been well used. And it's because of that Bible, being in the Word and being instructed by the teachers and staff at Lutheran High in Sheboygan, that I first even considered going to one of the Concordias.
So growing up in a Catholic family, how do you explain becoming a deaconess to a Catholic family? Do they all think that you're a Lutheran nun?
Well, sometimes, yeah. And sometimes that's the easiest way, unfortunately, to explain it to them. But as I studied more and was able to kind of share with them the things that deaconesses do, and the beauty of the deaconess program is any woman wanting to serve the Lord and his people can be a deaconess. We all have different gifts and interests and things that we bring to the table that the Lord has blessed us with. And no two deaconesses are the same. And that's something I love about it, too.
So you came to, so you studied at Concordia University, Chicago, and found out more about the deaconess program. And did you get to meet other deaconesses along the way as you were looking at this deaconess program?
Yes, absolutely. When I came for my initial visit to Concordia, I believe it was in April of 2011, I was able to meet Deaconess Jenny Asher at the time, the program director. And speak with her briefly, but then also just preparing to start in deaconess studies and things. You know, I did a little bit of research here and there, and then when you actually get to Concordia, your first deaconess class you would take was Intro to Deaconess Studies or Deaconess Ministry, something of the like. And in there, you were able to hear from various deaconesses in the community, hear their story, hear how they served, and that was just really wonderful.
What did you learn from these deaconesses, from their deaconess stories? What did you learn from them? What did you think about this vocation of deaconess as you learned from those who were serving as deaconesses?
I think my absolute favorite thing was just being reminded constantly that deaconess work is not about us, it's about Christ. And that takes a lot of pressure off, so to say, in the ministry, because at times, otherwise, you could get wrapped up when you're doing visitations or you're teaching a Bible study or you're in the school and you're teaching the young ones and think about, oh my goodness, I have all these things I need to share and do and help and, you know, lead these kids and these adults. But the Holy Spirit works within us. He brings us the words to speak. He's constantly with us, and we just keep reminding others and then, too, reminding ourselves of Christ's work for us on the cross, his death and his resurrection. And when you think about all those things, and that's what they always reminded us of, these deaconesses that spoke with us, when you think of all these things, you can't help but find comfort and peace and go about your vocation joyfully. It's wonderful.
As you, let's talk about that formation. As you embarked on this new venture of a deaconess program, you mentioned that one of the first classes you take really teaches you about who deaconesses are, what they do, and what were some of the other classes that made up that program for you? And what were the classes that came easily to you, and what were the ones that were more challenging for you?
I really enjoyed all of the specialty deaconess classes. So as you got older in the program, there was a deaconess formation class. Then there was the field work, of course, which I absolutely loved field work. That's where you can actually take what you've learned in the classroom and apply it out in the community, get hands-on training. I think I've always been more of a hands-on person. I love school. I always have. But it doesn't come easy to me. And growing up Catholic, I still feel sometimes very young in my Lutheran beliefs. I've been educated very well at Concordia, but of course I'm honest about the fact that I'm still learning too. And in the early days at Concordia, I thought I would come out of Concordia Chicago as a graduate, as a deaconess, and I'd know it all. I'd have all the answers about everything. But happy to find out that that's not the case. So some of my harder classes were actually some of the specialty deaconess classes in the room, because there's memorization that takes place, different tests. I didn't always test well, but I love learning, and I love applying things hands-on. So field work would probably be my favorite, and yeah.
Tell me about the, I would assume you study quite a bit of theology as a deaconess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the theology classes that you took. And were these classes that other students were in from other programs, or were they primarily deaconesses?
So there was a lot of core theology that other students took. Some were other theology majors, so like the DCEs or pre-sem students. And then others were theology classes that anybody on campus could take. So there was Old Testament, New Testament, history of biography, where we learned more about the saints from Dr. Von Hengel, and how Lutherans look at saints versus how Catholics do. That was one of my favorite classes, I think, too. Just studying that we look at the saints as a model. They're people just like you and me, that did extraordinary things with the help of God. And we can learn from them, but we must also realize that they were just like you and me. And that was really interesting for me to learn coming in, you know, originally as a Catholic and then becoming Lutheran. Some of the other classes I took were world religions. That was one of my favorites as well. I've always had a passion for world geography and travel and learning about the world around me. And so world religions was a theological version of that, and learning about all the religions and how different people believed. That's a subject that has always interested me as well.
You mentioned earlier that you really enjoyed field work, this practical experience. What were some of the things that you did in your field work that you found very helpful as part of your formation?
So there was 2 years of field work. 1 year was in an agency setting, and then the other year was in a congregation setting. I did my agency year at Voice of Care in the Chicago area. It's a ministry that works with bringing Christ to those with special needs. Many of them don't have churches to go to or have any other spiritual care that comes in to them. So that was just really humbling, and that taught me to work with that special population and to have a greater love and interest for them than I had before field work. So it just, it opened me up to all sorts of new opportunities and abilities, taught me office skills too, and communication amongst staff, which has been really helpful now in my time at Emmanuel. And then in the congregation setting, I had the opportunity to do my field work at Apostles Lutheran in Melrose Park with Pastor Ralph Taus. And that was great because it was a smaller congregation. The majority of the population was seniors. And that's always been a population that's been a favorite of mine. I grew up around adults mainly, so I'm very comfortable around them. And I used to enjoy always visiting my grandparents, and this allowed me to do visitation. Pastor Taus taught me how to bring Jesus into every visitation, find Jesus, whether it was in an Old Testament passage, in a New Testament passage that maybe didn't necessarily say his name or something, but just to always connect yourself and the person you're visiting to Christ and what he's done. At Apostles, I also had the opportunity to teach Sunday school. And now at Emmanuel, I'm doing a lot of teaching both in the school, at the daycare, with my senior high youth group. So all of these things, I see how those experiences have really helped to shape me into the deaconess that I am today.
And then from field work and the program, you had other practical experiences, I would assume internship before going on to receiving a call and serving as a deaconess.
Mm-hmm.
What did you learn? What did you gain? Tell me about that internship experience.
Internship was truly wonderful because you're sent away from everything that you've ever known. And I want it to go away. I want to see new things and experience, you know, differences out here in the West. And so I was placed here in Idaho. And at Emmanuel, I was happy that the church itself felt very home-like. People were very welcoming and kind. The community seems a lot like my hometown of Sheboygan, Wisconsin. And it was easy to adapt. And that made the internship go and flow easier than it otherwise could have. My first few things that I did were working in the CDC, the Child Development Center, with their leader there, and we would co-teach or co-lead their Monday morning openings for all the little children. And so that's kind of how I began teaching in that setting, and that's been wonderful. I still continue to do that. something else I had the opportunity to do was work with the senior high youth group. Now, at first, I was a little concerned. I didn't know if senior high youth was something that I was going to really be able to do. But once again, deaconess work is not about us. It's about Christ. And I knew that he would provide. He'd give me the words to speak and everything, and he did. And that has come to be one of my favorite things. We have a group of about 15, and we meet every Sunday. And this past summer, I was able to take them to the National Youth Gathering in New Orleans. That was the first one I had ever been to as well. And that just brought our group so much closer. And so over the year of internship, working with senior high youth became one of my favorite things that I was permitted to do. And I still love it today. I was also in the school, too, and that was enjoyable.
And so tell me about... we'll talk about more about what you do at how you serve at Emmanuel today. As you completed internship and were certified and received your call and moving into this new vocation as a deaconess for which you've been prepared, how do you explain to others, how do you explain to family members, how do you explain to others maybe from, you know, earlier stages in life that you reconnect with from time to time, how do you explain to them what a deaconess is? What's your elevator speech, if you will, when you try to explain to folks what it is that you do today?
Well, I like to explain it in that deaconesses are mercy workers. We're servants. We help bring people and ourselves to Christ, or Christ among us, and reminding them that it's not us, it's all about Christ. We serve neither for thanks or reward or any of that, but your reward is that you're permitted to serve. A deaconess literally means mercy worker. It comes from the Greek word diakonos, and so our deaconess motto, and I like to share it with people too, working in faith, laboring in love, remaining steadfast in the hope of our Lord Jesus Christ. Deaconesses walk with people in good times and bad times and are always bringing Christ into the situation, reminding people that God works all things for good, that he will be with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. And sometimes I do still, with my Catholic family, because the majority of my family is still Roman Catholic, I do tell them that the role of a deaconess is very similar in some ways to a Catholic nun, but there are some key differences. And that's with the theology, of course, and what we believe, teach, and confess.
And so what are the ways that you serve with Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Twin Falls, Idaho today?
So my two main areas are visitation and then the youth, and that includes senior high youth, the school, and the church, the CDC kids. So with visitation, that allows me to visit all the shut-ins, the sick, the elderly. I have visits that I make on a weekly basis. I have visits I make on a biweekly basis. And then anytime one of our members is in the hospital or in a nursing home recovering from a surgery, I would go and pray with them, hear how they're doing, see if we as the church can do anything for them, and then reach out to their family as well, see if the families need anything at that time, and just remind them that we're always here for them, and again, pointing them towards Christ, reminding how he works in this situation. Along with visitations, I also have the opportunity to sometimes co-lead the women's Bible studies, and that's been enjoyable, a good way to get to know the women of the church and to also grow in knowledge and appreciation of God's word and what it is for us and for all people.
Now, are you the first deaconess to serve with Emmanuel?
Yes.
So how
as deaconess? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How has particularly the shut-ins, when the when you were making your initial visits and mm-hmm. getting to know them and meet them, how was that received? Were they had they ever heard of a deaconess before? Was this new to them? And how were you received?
For the most part, in fact, I can't think of any bad situations. Thankfully, very well received. Very kind people here. Very loving, gracious. I think most of them have known what a deaconess is. There may have been one or two instances where I'd have to explain a little further, but for the most part, they all knew and were very welcoming to me, and I'm thankful for that, as it does make the visitations easier to go about, too.
Did they have questions? What were the questions they asked? I would think, mm-hmm. probably one of the more common questions might be, well, are you a pastor? What's the difference between a deaconess and a pastor?
Yeah, and I do get that a lot, definitely. Not so much in our church, but out in the community. You know, sometimes someone will say in passing, we'll be talking, and they'll ask, where do you work? What do you do? And I'll explain, and it creates some very interesting conversations, and it's been really great, honestly. Yeah,
it's opened opened doors to some meaningful conversation.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I'm glad that you've been received well, especially by those shut-ins, and that mm-hmm. it's a great service to them that they would have that visit and most importantly, hear the word of God and that comfort of the gospel that you bring them as you make those visits. You mentioned also working with children and with mm-hmm. youth. Tell me a little bit more about that. We have just about 2 minutes.
Sure. So, as I think I mentioned earlier, the senior high youth group meets on Sundays. We'll get together sometimes also for lock-ins at the church, and then we'll have all sorts of activities. We just had a fall lock-in not too long ago, and they did a costume contest and bobbing for apples and things like that. Then with the school kids, I'm able to get into a lot of the classrooms on a weekly basis and teach the Bible lessons for the kids. Sometimes I'll do what the teacher is sharing with them that week, and they'll go through their curriculum and share a story or two a week. Other times I'll bring my own books in. I have a lot of Arch books that I share with the kids, and they enjoy that. I love doing that. I also have the opportunity to serve as a substitute teacher for third grade and for preschool while here. And I used to want to be a teacher, so that's really been exciting for me that I'm able to do a lot of teaching as well. And then with the CDC kids, I still help out in the Monday morning opening with the real young ones and reaching them through, again, the Arch books and the devotions that we prepare. And it's exciting to watch them grow, to be in the school setting and to watch the kids already in just this, just over a year that I've been here, and just watch how they grow and develop and learn and continue to become the people that Christ is shaping them to be. It's really exciting.
With just under a minute left for that, that woman, whether she might be a young woman in high school or college, or mm-hmm. Maybe she's graduated from college or served as a wife and mother and mm-hmm. now finds herself with the gift of time, it might be thinking about, what ways might I serve? What would you say about the deaconess program and the deaconess vocation that she might consider it?
I would say that the deaconess program is a wonderful fit for any woman who has that servant heart, who wants to serve, who wants to remind people of what Christ is doing in their life, and being able to realize that Christ works within us. He works all things for good, and that no two deaconesses are the same. Each one is different, and we can really enjoy being able to share God's word and learn from each other in this vocation.
Deaconess Amanda Van de Kamp, Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Twin Falls, Idaho. Thank you for being my guest today on Faith and Family.
Thank you, Andy.
God bless your service at Emmanuel Lutheran Church there in Twin Falls, Idaho. Up next, we'll talk with Deaconess Kristen Wasilek. She's the Director of Deaconess Programs at Concordia University, Chicago. You're listening to Worldwide KFUO.